Tender Heart Wildlife Rehabilitation on Bunch Springs Road in Berryville in Carroll County is operated by Andrea White. It's located in one of those pretty forested neighborhoods common in rural communities. The carport is neatly stacked with crates, food supplies, and cages. One contains a possum buried in quilts this chill weekday morning.
This is Angus, and Angus is a full-grown possum. Pretty sad story on this guy. Somebody found him, and they kept him for the winter, but they did not provide him with enough warmth, and so his ears were frostbitten off.
A herd of papillon patrol the place and lead the way into the refuge. Three full-grown deer appear out of nowhere, followed by a fat white rabbit.
This here with the horns, this is Amos, and he is losing his eyesight quite rapidly, thinking that possibly in the next 3 or 4 years he may be blind. This is Newbie. She's got arthritis real bad from been having hit by a car. Don't see Bambino. Bambino's my three-legged deer, and he's hiding somewhere and won't come out because you're here.
As she hands out treats, Andrea explains why these guys are permanent residents. She pays the vet bills from donations when she has them or out of pocket. Her husband works at a local publishing house, so helps to support the family. And Andrea worked as a home health care nurse for 15 years, but retired to dedicate herself full-time to the center. She accepts all native species except coyote, fox, or skunk because of rabies risk. She can't afford to inoculate everyone. She also takes in ferrets. Space is really limited here, so Andrea transfers most animals to other rehabilitators, which is the practice. The closest was Witter Wildlife Refuge in Madison County, which could accommodate even predators like wolves, but it went into foreclosure. One other wildlife rehabilitator went under, she said. So now she has to transport animals all the way to a center in Mena. Things are quiet now, but springtime was way hectic.
I think we took in $7,000 this year in donations, and we've shelled out over $11,000. And it got so bad this year that we ended up having to shut our doors in August and just basically call people who have donated in the past and say, hey, can you help us get out of this crunch so that we can open up for the fall babies? And people really came through for us this year, and we managed to open up in 3 weeks. So, but we are still, you know, we didn't get ahead. We got back to the zero point.
Tender Heart's a registered nonprofit and is part of a network of individual wildlife rehabilitator volunteers around the state. Permitted by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, they take in sick, injured, or orphaned animals and rehabilitate them for release back to where they were found. Blake Sassy at Arkansas Game and Fish oversees the program. He's a non-game mammal coordinator. He's in charge of everything from shrews to bats, as well as coyotes, beaver, and wild hogs.
The Game and Fish Commission started issuing permits for wildlife rehabilitation back in 2003. Up until then, no permit was required to work with Arkansas Wildlife, although a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was necessary to rehabilitate birds.
67 rehabilitators operate around the state currently. Sassy doesn't keep track, but says the recession didn't seem to have much of an impact.
Last year, we had more new rehabilitators than we have actually twice as many new rehabilitators as we've had in any other year since we started the program.
He said 11 new ones were permitted last year. And to become an operator, you must follow some strict rules.
People wanting to become wildlife rehabilitators have to serve some time as an apprentice rehabilitator, working under the guidance of an experienced person that gives them advice on, you know, how to care for the animals, and they have to accumulate 200 hours of training or experience before they can become a full-fledged wildlife rehabilitator.
And all must have an associate veterinarian working with them to provide advice or medical care. Rehabilitators must file reports, but Arkansas Game and Fish does not inspect or oversee operators.
Well, we have on occasion, you know, put out press releases talking about wildlife rehabilitation and the need for more rehabilitators. We generally don't provide the training ourselves, although we participate. There are a couple of wildlife rehabilitation organizations in the country, and they sometimes hold training classes here in the state.
Specifically, the National Wildlife Rehabilitators Association and the International Wildlife Rehabilitation Council. And although Arkansas Game and Fish's annual budget averages close to $90 million, it does not provide any funding to volunteer rehabilitators.
Most of these folks are individuals, and they pay for it out of their own funds. They can't charge people for taking animals to be rehabilitated, but they're able to receive donations if someone wants to give them to them.
One of the longest surviving rehabilitators in the state is Lynn Scambato. She's director of Morningstar Wildlife Rehabilitation Center near Gravette in Benton County. She says getting state funding would be good and bad.
It would be wonderful to have some monetary help. On the other hand, and this was discussed many, many years ago, was the fact that how do you judge when somebody says, I need this and that and the other?
The required oversight by Arkansas Game and Fish Commission might also be problematic, she said. She's been in operation for 23 years now and is one of a few sanctioned taken raptors.
In order to do birds, you have to have a federal permit.
And huge cages within which raptors like eagles and vultures and hawks can fly to exercise their growing or injured wings so they can be released. Morningstar is also a nonprofit, has a devoted group of funders, and those who bring animals tend to donate.
One of the things that helps me raise money is that I do also have an educational permit, and so I do programs with my birds, birds of prey. Because of that, I don't charge for those programs, but because of that, it tends to generate donations.
Terry Gregory is a full-time special ed school teacher in Augusta on the Arkansas Delta, but in her spare time, she takes in wildlife. She's permitted by both Arkansas Game and Fish and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She lives with her husband, Bill, along the White River in Woodruff County.
I've been doing this since 1974. Take in all native wildlife. We can't take in bears, so I have not raised any bears, but I have raised many raccoons. I've raised seven this year. I had 11 last year that I raised and put back in the wild, put two bobcats back in the wild. With my federal license, I can raise baby owls and hawks.
She's also rehabbed coyotes. Terry has sub-permitted help during busy times and often brings babies with her to school, which the children love to observe. Searcy Animal Clinic helps with medical emergencies. She says she knows of other volunteers who've had to close for a while due to the recession. She doesn't take donations. She says she's self-sustaining.
In our world, God's given us so much that we just have to give back. And this is the way my family and I have chosen, just one of the ways that we choose to give back.
In return, she says, some of the critters come back to say thank you, and of course to beg for a free handout.
Oh yeah, I've had lots of raccoons that would come back, and you can see that they've had their own babies, and they still allow me to pick them up, and they know who I am, and I know who they are. You know, they say, well, how do you tell the difference? Well, it's just like every child, every raccoon looks different to me. They have different personalities, and I still have one coyote who comes down the river and comes home.
Plus, she has a gang of released raccoons that live out back in the tree, she says. Back at Tenderheart Wildlife Center in Berryville, Andrea White feeds a chipmunk some treats in his cage in the laundry room. Every spring, cages line the living room, carport, and anywhere else she can fit them. Last year, she rehabilitated over 200 animals.
Hey, this is Han Solo, and Han Solo is a chipmunk. So a cat just basically ate him alive, and how he survived is beyond me. I mean, by the grace of God.
And how these wildlife rehabilitators have survived in this really tough economic time is also remarkable. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.